Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1671, first written August 29th, 2016. Matthew 19, verse 26. And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Our verse today is the Lord's answer to a question from the disciples. Jesus had just told the rich young ruler to sell all that he had and follow him. He couldn't do it. He walked away. His heart and his God were his possessions. This follows with the statement that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The disciples then ask, "Who then can be saved?" This is when Jesus says what is found in our verse today. And looking at them, Jesus said to them, "With people this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." With people it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Salvation involves God. Salvation is God's idea. Salvation is on God's terms. But with God all things are possible. With God, what we might exclude, deny, or think no way can be done. A person doesn't have to be able to name the books of the Bible from memory to go to heaven. Entrance into heaven isn't a matter of passing a test. If it were, most of us would be sunk. Faith in the Lord and God's grace is what makes heaven possible. There was a time, especially in Europe, when many common people could not read or write. Could they go to heaven? With God, all things are possible. A person can be awed by our standards and still go to heaven. I've seen many strange and unusual things in and around church buildings. I had a guy once ask me a very serious Bible question. We were standing outside the church building on a bright sunny day. His front tooth was gold, and in it was a diamond. I'd never seen anything like that. The sunlight was hitting the diamond in just the right place that it looked like a spotlight was on his face. As he talked, all I could see was that gold tooth with a diamond in it. You can go to heaven with a gold tooth and a diamond in it. There was another time when I was preaching and a woman was sitting in the second row right in front of the pulpit. She put her foot on the songbook rack. I'm watching this as I preach. She took out her nail clippers. Oh yes, right there. She clipped that big toenail. There was a loud sound when she clicked it. I watched that toenail fly into the air and spin all the way down to the floor. It just laid there, that big toe clipping. She put away her clippers and looked up. As I preach, I kept looking down at that toe clipping on the floor. She never did pick it up. I didn't think she would appreciate anyone doing that into her own house. But you know what? She can go to heaven. There are folks who never seem to have two nickels in their pocket. It seems that they're always struggling. But you know what? They can go to heaven. There are families that seem to be accident prone. The kids are always going to the hospital for broken arms and stitches. But they can go to heaven. There's a guy who drives a rust bucket of a car. It's old looking and worn out. He has money, but he just doesn't get a different car. It looks pitiful and sounds worse when he starts it. When he turns the engine off, it seems to be sputtering for a few seconds. Poor car. Someone ought to put the car out of its misery. But guess what? That guy can go to heaven. I've seen the church being completely empty, and someone comes in, and the first place they sit down is the back row. They wouldn't want to do that at a ball game or a movie. With all these choices, they want the back row. But guess what? That guy can go to heaven. There are some who think that they have to go to certain school or send their kids to certain camps or go to certain workshops to be faithful. They believe that, and they can go to heaven. And those that don't can go to heaven. I expect one surprise about heaven will be seeing people there that in our book wouldn't make it there. They were odd. They were different. They weren't like us. But what is impossible is possible with God. All of this reminds me that if a person is believing in the Lord, walking according to God's word, and doesn't have to be like everyone else or think like everyone else, just follow what God says. That's hard for many of us. We want folks to do things a certain way because we think it's the only way to be done. I had a guy fuss with me once about how I baptized someone. I went one direction, he thought I should have gone the other direction. I listened and smiled, he talked and frowned. Guess what? He can go to heaven baptizing people his direction, and I can go to heaven baptizing people my direction. We are the ones that make things impossible. We can make rules when God hasn't. We can expect everyone to do things our way when God doesn't expect that at all. With God, all things are possible. Isn't that a good thing? Thank you for listening.